This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. In the Sundial Writers' Corner today, Kay Campbell is starting her eclipse countdown.
The eclipse is coming. The eclipse is coming. And for those of us in the Tennessee Valley, it will be a hometown event. Here in Huntsville, around noon on, appropriately, Moon's Day, August 21, the moon's invisible bulk will slide in place across nearly 97% of the sun's disk, and darkness will cover the face of the earth. The birds will go quiet. Even the static of summer insects buzzing will cease. Sidewalks beneath any lacy arbor of trees will capture tiny dancing images of the shrinking sun as the leaves overhead make natural pinhole cameras to focus the shadows. At schools, teachers will shepherd groups of children outside, make sure they cover their eyes with filters, and tell them to look up to the skies. I predict we'll all hold our breaths just a little as the strange twilight sweeps over the land. What a difference centuries of scientific discoveries have made. This year we're looking forward to the eclipse. Not so long ago, we would have been looking to our prophets for explanation, worried that the heavenly events foretold change in our own puny lives. The ascent of a comet signaled the ascent of a new savior. The eclipse of the sun was usually seen as the descent of a leader or of a nation. The ability to predict celestial events possibly sparked the beginnings of human articulation of religion. Eclipse stories abound in history. During one ancient war, the Athenians had beat up on the soldiers over at Syracuse and were about to sail home victorious and flush with booty. But the day they were to sail, the moon slid across the face of the sun. The sages decreed it a bad day to sail. Wrong, wrong. Well, at least wrong for the Athenians. During the eclipse-induced timeout, the Syracusans regrouped, reattacked, and very nearly destroyed the Athenian fleet. Another war a couple centuries later, the Romans and the Macedonians were going at it when the sun was eclipsed again. The Roman sages assured their generals it meant that the Macedonians were going down. Sadly, the Macedonian sages came to the same conclusion, and Rome won that battle easily. My favorite eclipse story comes from about 2,500 years ago. The Medes and the Lydians, as they were wont to do, were having a war. Suddenly, the shimmering light of the Mediterranean sun began to dim without a cloud in the sky. The angry, charging warriors hesitated and glanced around them. The battlefield fell quiet. By the time the light of the sun had evaporated, those human enemies huddled as just one single body of bewildered human brothers, humbled by powers at work in a universe so much bigger than the orbit of their sharpened swords. As Herodotus put it, the portent caused them to conclude peace. Some of those reactions may seem silly now, but on August 21, I'll remember the time when the power of the heavens reminded some powerful people that they were not in charge. And while I make my own scientifically informed observations, I'll also be hoping that as the light redawns across the face of our planet, so will dawn new conclusions of peace.
Kay Campbell, former religion reporter for the Huntsville Times, expects to be viewing the eclipse through number 14 welder's glass filters with her fifth graders at the Islamic Academy of Huntsville. If you enjoy these sundial commentaries, you can also listen online at WLRH.org and on iTunes. This is 89.3 Huntsville.